Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. History was made tonight at the Democratic National Convention. Let's go to Chicago.
Vice President Kamala Harris makes it official here in Chicago.
I accept your nomination to be President of the United States of America.
She spoke of her history in government and as a prosecutor.
To be clear, my entire career, I've only had one client, the people.
Harris is the first black woman and first person of South Asian descent to accept a major party's presidential nomination, and if elected, she will be the first female U.S. president. Matt Piper, CBS News, Chicago.
During her speech, Harris said she and President Biden are working around the clock to get a hostage and ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. Former President Donald Trump is on a campaign swing through battleground states with his Thursday stop at the southern border in Arizona. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns is there.
He was flanked by Border Patrol officials and also family members of people who had been killed by undocumented immigrants. And this is all to make a point that border security is a top issue in his campaign.
Two trials show promising results for a new menopause drug. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder, editor-at-large KFF Health News, tells us it's called Elinzanetant.
Most women can take hormone replacement therapy for their menopausal symptoms safely. Many women do want alternatives. And for some women who have a history of cancer or heart disease or stroke or blood clots, they really do need alternatives.
It's a once-a-day pill that works without hormones, and it greatly reduces the number of hot flashes. Florida is one of the most popular states in the U.S. for tourists, but you might find something missing now as you check out the attractions there.
Florida's tourism marketing agency has quietly removed the LGBTQ travel section from its website. The Visit Florida website is a public-private partnership between the state of Florida and the state's tourism industry. Several Florida cities, including Key West and Fort Lauderdale, have long been top U.S. destinations for LGBTQ plus tourists.
CBS's Jim Crisula reporting. Chicago police say the insects, which somebody apparently placed in the breakfast buffet of the Indiana delegation for the Democratic National Convention Wednesday morning, were mealworms. Mealworms can look similar to maggots, which is why the early reports said people there thought they were maggots. Police say multiple girls or women entered the hotel and put the insects onto tables with food, and at least one person got sick. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The four hotel workers arrested in the death of Devante Mitchell have pleaded not guilty. Prosecutors allege they pinned Mitchell to the ground in June. He later died. The defendants include two security workers, a front desk employee, and a bellhop. They're charged with felony murder. They each face up to almost 16 years in prison if convicted. All four defendants are expected back in court October 15th. And a Wisconsin company scored a huge new military contract. Here's Lisa Hale.
Oshkosh Defense has awarded a $1.54 billion five-year contract to build new and refurbished heavy tactical vehicles and trailers for the U.S. Army. Oshkosh Defense has produced over 71,000 heavy tactical vehicles for the United States and other nations. The Army can start buying vehicles from Oshkosh Defense on the contract this month.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers break camp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers had their final training camp practice in a joint session with the Baltimore Ravens. Jordan Love made some nice completions, but was also intercepted.
They're a really good defense. I mean, I think they ended the last year one of the best in the league. So they're really good, and it's a great test for us on offense. And obviously, I mean, I think after last week at Denver practice, you know, it wasn't our best performance. So we definitely wanted to bounce back. And I think, you know, we did a good job of doing that.
The two teams face each other tomorrow at noon for their final preseason game at Lambeau. Lambeau Field. Baseball tonight, the Brewers in Oakland to face the A's. The Crew losing to the Cardinals yesterday, 3-0 in St. Louis. Pat Murphy asked why he pulled Freddie Peralta after five scoreless innings pitched.
He threw a good breaking ball. He just missed with it a lot. I thought he was good. Five innings of shutout. Only two hits, I think. And you can say what you want. The pitch count got up there, and I'm not interested in him keep going 100-plus when, you know, he's got a lot of big starts left.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few scattered clouds across the area in the overnight. We'll have light winds, and temperatures by daybreak will be in the lower 60s. On Friday, quite a bit of sunshine across the area. Light southwest winds, highs near 80. Saturday, partly sunny and mid-80s. Right now, it's 58.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Friday to the Devil's Advocates radio show. We'll do a recap of the DNC in Chicago, Illinois. It was quite a party. Tune in Friday.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6. The Shaw, WAUK.
Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
High interest debt, AmericanFinancing.net/progress. And welcome to the, the second hour of our program today. Boy, time flies. And sitting next to me, a fellow we've talked many, many times on the air, but it's so nice to have you physically right here next to me and meet in person. Ben, the great Ben Jealous, the executive director of the Sierra Club, sierraclub.org, at Ben Jealous over on Twitter, at Sierra Club. And Ben, this is a new gig for you.
Yeah, brother. You know, it is a deep honor for me. I grew up in the NAACP. I got to lead it. I grew up in the Sierra Club, and now I get to lead it.
Yeah.
And these organizations, right, you can't really define modern America without either. You know, on the one hand, NAACP desegregated everything and, you know, increased justice in the country for everybody. Sierra Club is why we have a national park system.
Yeah.
Period, full stop.
Yeah.
Our founder, John Muir, took Teddy Roosevelt camping in a valley where John Muir used to work at a sawmill. That became Yosemite Valley National Park.
Wow.
And inspired the creation of the entire national park system.
Wow.
And so, you know, I'm a dad. I'm raising kids to be courageous. I teach leadership at the University of Pennsylvania. One thing I say to people is, when you want to train a young person to lead, you got to train them to control their fear. Because everybody will lead, will follow somebody who's more calm than them when things get crazy. Mm. Nobody will follow anybody who's more freaked out than them.
Yeah.
And the best way to teach a young person to really be able to kind of control their fear and focus on what's important, get them out in the woods. Because, man, if you lose your mind when you get lost in the woods, you could die of exposure like 200 feet from the road.
Sure.
In one night, and get them out on the water in something small. Because, again, you can, you know, drown in a canoe if you freak out. And so, you know, one of the things we do best at Sierra Club is just getting families out into the outdoors, getting inner city folks, getting rural folks, you know, out on the trails, and again, preserving the most beautiful parts of our country so all of us can enjoy them.
Yeah, yeah, and it's psychologically and even spiritually healthy. I mean, you know,
it's powerful. You think about, I was just up in the Arctic. Yeah. We are expanding the protected areas up there to maintain corridors for caribou migration to native communities that get 80 to like 95% of their calories from what they gather and what they kill. Mm-hmm. And if you drill for oil in the way of that annual caribou migration, they just kind of like take a right turn and they don't show up the village.
Yeah.
And I found myself next to a lake where human beings have harvested caribou for 13,000 years. Nothing makes you feel smaller.
Yeah.
Nothing makes you realize how precious this climate fight is. Humanity has existed for a very long time. Our lifespan is like a speck on that dot. Yeah. So I'd be like a speck on that line of humanity, and yet we're the ones that could mess it up for future generations, and we have no more sacred responsibility than making sure that humanity continues.
And the vehicle that we're using right now to try to do that, to try to make sure that humanity continues, is politics.
And the Inflation Reduction Act.
Yeah, and here we are at the Democratic National Convention, and, you know, I'm really impressed that Kamala Harris has adopted FDR's framing. You know, when he rolled out the four freedoms, he said, a necessitous man is not a free man. That you know, if you're hungry, you're not free. If you're homeless, you're not free. If you don't have health care, you're not free. I'm curious your thoughts on how that framing is working and where this party is going.
Well, you know, we're talking about spirituality. That literally comes from the soul of who Kamala Harris is, who her parents were.
Yeah.
I've known Kamala as a fellow, person trying to improve the world, as a neighbor for 20 years. Mm. We used to work together in San Francisco. I was a foundation president that would fund work that her office was doing to find jobs for people who had their first time nonviolent offense. Mm. And so when Kamala, when you hear her talk about that, people feel her. There's authenticity there because she's a daughter of two civil rights activists, two environmentalists, and those were the values in the house that she grew up in. And you talk about FDR. One of the great things about FDR was he had the time to do great things. He was in office for 12 years.
Yeah.
Well, Biden, Harris, plus Harris, Waltz, plus Harris, Waltz, that's 12 years.
Mm.
And the Inflation Reduction Act is the biggest investment in rebuilding American manufacturing that we've ever seen, and the biggest investment in fighting climate change that any Western nation has ever made.
Yeah.
And we now get to look forward to her winning. I'm feeling increasingly optimistic. I think all of us are. It's not a fait accompli. You got to fight because it's going to be close no matter what happens. Right? We got to remember Biden won by small margins, right? So you got to fight to the very end. And yet we get to fight with hope. And hope that we can keep this going. You know, 2030 is a big deal for humanity. If we can keep the Earth under 1.5 degrees temperature raise by then, we have a real shot of reversing climate change in our lifetime, stabilizing things. But man, if it goes to 2, if it goes higher, we're in like exponentially worse trouble than we are right now.
Literally all hell breaks loose.
And you got drill baby drill Donnie, know, and he comes in and my gosh, look forward to like losing your home insurance policy, right?
And it's happening right now all over the country.
Right, and it will accelerate exponentially. Kamala Harris comes in, we got a real shot to get back, not just to leading the world, or continue leading the world and fighting climate change, but a real shot at actually leading the global economy. Right now, the only question is, will America lead this global economy or China? What defines it is batteries, EVs, and renewables. We got to change the entire way that planet Earth is powered.
Yeah.
And anybody who slows us down privileges China. You look at solar panel production, right? Two quick things there. One, only question, does China control 85% or 98% of global solar panel production? Why is that a big deal? Well, in 10 years, about 25% of our power in this country is going to come from solar.
Right.
You need those built near you.
Yep.
So then I'm down in Dalton, Georgia. Now, Dalton, Georgia, you can be forgiven if you don't know where it is. That's Marjorie Taylor Greene's district.
I've been there. I used to live in Atlanta.
Okay, yeah, right. But it's like there's Atlanta, there's Georgia. This is Georgia, right?
I know.
And between Dalton and Cartersville, the company Qcells is building what will soon be the largest solar production facility in the Western Hemisphere, and the only one outside of China where every component of solar panels is produced, from the ingot
great.
To the panel, right? And you walk in there, and they already got like 1,800 factory workers. And you go in there, and they are the rainbow of Dalton, right? And I say this as a black guy who's got a redneck for a dad. My dad's a country club redneck, but he's a redneck from Maine. If you don't understand Maine, man, it is Georgia without black people. Had the second highest concentration of the Klan back in the 1920s.
Whoa.
It's a real place. And I love Maine, but, you know, it is... it's a redneck state. And so you're down there in the factory and you know, you got guys with red faces and long beards, you know, and they're building solar panels next to, you know, brown brother with a tight fade making solar panels next to a sister who did not grow up speaking English making the solar panel, and they're getting along famously.
Yeah.
And then you look at the pictures that their kids drew of portraying their parents at the factory. All of them see their parents as heroes saving the world.
Oh, wow.
And what you realize is that this is how we heal America. We rebuild our manufacturing sector. We seize the green economy. We lead the world. We lift all boats. We get out of this death spiral for the American worker.
Yeah.
and things start to look less like Marjorie Taylor Greene's district and a lot more like the factory in it.
Yeah, there you go. And Dalton used to be the headquarters of carpets for the country.
Yes, yeah, still is in many ways. Yeah.
And, but it's great to see that kind of a transition.
Yeah.
What do you see as the big issues right now that the Democratic Party needs to be taking on?
You know, I think, you know, first of all, the Democratic Party has to have a clear agenda for working people. Joe Biden laid that out. This really is our anti-NAFTA moment.
Yeah.
We are rebuilding American
turning away from neoliberalism.
Yes. Yeah. And Harris will keep that going, and that's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry. Oh, we're out of time. Jeez, I was keeping an eye on the clock there. Ben Jealous, it's always a pleasure.
Always an honor. You do great service for our country and the world.
You do too, sir.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks so much for dropping by.
Yep.
Sierra Club, sierraclub.org. He's the executive director. We'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So, what's on your mind? Stick around. I'll be right back with you.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Even Scott Walker and other Republicans are going apoplectic because Trump keeps melting down into these personal attacks. He's just off the rails, Trigby.
You know, Scott may not be the brightest man, but he knows what politics is. Donald Trump is never going to change. Scott, come on the show. We'll talk about it. Todd and I will be nice to you, and I won't make Badger Boy State jokes.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Busted Pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
If the critique, if the beef of Tim Walz is that he spent money on children, on what they needed, whether that be universal meals or whether that be, you know, record amounts for a state to invest in early childhood development. I am like, man, you are critiquing this guy and making him even more my hero.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Who is the toughest billionaire? I'm pretty sure I could take Warren Buffett. He's like 94. Elon Musk is the richest guy in the world. He's got like 200 billion bucks. Then Jeff Bezos.
I don't know how Jeff would fight.
What about Mark Zuckerberg?
No, that guy.
I'll say Bill Gates. He would probably take a dive.
Isn't Michael Jordan a billionaire now?
Okay, I would take Michael Jordan.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Sneaky alert. When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that might raise a red flag for you. Well, big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. He's dried raw dog food Dog Whisperer Caesar Milan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom, THOM, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can or vary. Text fees may apply.
And a world that's full of change, where the winds of fear rearrange. We hold our ground, we hold our line, for the freedoms intertwined. With hearts united, hands in hands, we fight for rights across the lands. For every voice, for every call.
Welcome back. So freedom takes center stage. I've had this conversation with a couple of my guests here, so you're kind of peripherally touching on it. But this is the op-ed that I wrote over at HartmanReport.com this morning. It's titled, Freedom Takes Center Stage, Harrison Walz's Secret Weapon Against the GOP. And, you know, when President Biden was running for re-election, he talked about democracy all the time. In fact, the New York Times counted how many times he had used the word democracy. It was 386 times from the time he first announced in April of last year that he was going to run for re-election up until the time he bowed out. He only used the word freedom 175 times. But Kamala Harris, while she doesn't shy away from the word democracy, she is using the word freedom. And I think this is absolutely brilliant. And in fact, last night, Governor Walz, he threw down the freedom gauntlet. Here's what he had to say. He said, we also protect, he's talking about his time in Minnesota. And he said, we also protected reproductive freedom, because in Minnesota, we respect our neighbors and the personal choices they make. I'm letting you in on how we started a family, because this is a big part of what this election is about, freedom. When Republicans use the word freedom, they mean that the government should be free to invade your doctor's office. Corporations should be free to pollute your air and water, and banks free to take advantage of customers. But when we Democrats talk about freedom, we mean the freedom to make a better life for yourself and the people you love, freedom to make your own health care decisions, and yeah, your kids' freedom to go to school without worrying about being shot dead in the hall. Freedom. This is a focus for the party that we have not seen in a long, long time. In 2004, the Democratic Party at the convention, you know, when John Kerry was nominated, because he had a history as a Vietnam War hero, he, you know, was decorated, he was wounded in action several times. And of course, you know, the Republicans lied about him, they swift-boated him. But nonetheless, the theme of the Democratic Party in 2004 was strength. And they've referred to his lifetime of strength and service and making a stronger and more secure America. And that was 2004. I think you could understand that because 2001 had been 9/11. And so this was like, you know, yes, we're gonna fight back against these, you know. But that, you know, but strength, yeah, it's okay, but it's not in the DNA of America. It's not, you know, yes, we're the biggest military power in the world, but it's not the kind of thing that just, you know, people feel like, oh, this is what my country's all about. That was 2004. In 2008, of course, Barack Obama came along, and his theme was hope and change. And, you know, in that, what people thought they were hearing was a turn away from the neoliberalism, you know, of the Reagan administration. But again, it wasn't freedom. And in 2016, it was all about unity, united together, working together, stronger together. These were the slogans of the 2016 convention, which, of course, you know, ended up with Donald Trump as president, sadly, even though Hillary Clinton got 3 million more votes. But freedom now, this is something that is absolutely core, very much a part of who we are as Americans. And I'm just so impressed by it. I'm so pleased to see all this, that freedom has become the meme. This is the new thing. And, you know, they've seized this back. This is Franklin Roosevelt. Well, actually, Ronald Reagan. If Medicare passes into law, the consequences will be dire beyond imagining. One of these days, you and I are going to spend our sunset years telling our children what it was once like in America before Medicare, when men were free. Right. But, 30 years before that, FDR said, we have come to the clear realization of the fact that true individual freedom cannot exist without economic security and independence. Necessitous men are not free men. People who are hungry, people who are out of a job, are the stuff of which dictatorships are made. And he was absolutely right. And that's, this freedom agenda, I think, is a powerful, powerful thing that is going to carry this party to victory, I believe, this fall. I think, we have so much potential. And in my op-ed today, I pointed out, if you're unconscious and on a ventilator because the right-wing media machine told you getting vaccinated was for wimps, and by the way, there's still, 100 people or more a week or a day dying from COVID in the United States, you're not free. And they're almost all unvaccinated. If you're hungry and you can't buy food for your family, you're not free. If you're afraid every day that your child may not come home from school because of a school shooter and because the Republicans have saturated the country with assault weapons, you're not free. If your landlord throws you out in the street and you're homeless because you lost your job and can't afford to pay the rent, you're not free. If you're a queer person in America where Republican politicians use hate as a political lever, you're not free. If you're sick and afraid to go to the hospital because you know the bills will leave you broke and homeless, you're not free. If you need to go to college or trade school to, get a better life but can't afford it, you're not free. Democrats have been preaching freedom now ever since the 1930s, but this is the first time they've been using the word since the 1930s, and I'm so pleased to see it happening. I think it's going to be a big, big thing. So what's on your mind? What are you seeing? What did you see last night that really, really thought, made you think, wow, this is incredible? What did you like? What did you not like? What are you hearing? What are you getting from your neighbors? I want to hear from you. I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And I'll be back with your calls right after this. It's 27 minutes past the hour, live from Chicago at the DNC.
Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at HartmanReport.com.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for The Tom Allball Show.
CBS News special report in Chicago.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light.
The Chicks entertaining at the Democratic National Convention on its final night. Vice President Harris accepted her party's presidential nomination and cited the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol in her speech.
Donald Trump tried to throw away your votes. When he failed, he sent an armed mob to the United States Capitol, where they assaulted law enforcement officers.
As the Democrats were meeting, former President Donald Trump's battleground state campaign tour took him to the border in Arizona.
You need strong borders and strong elections, and we have neither. But we're going to have very strong borders, and we're going to have very strong elections soon.
He will be in Nevada and then back in Arizona on Friday. CBS News Special Report. I'm Michael Toscano.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The four hotel workers arrested in the death of Devante Mitchell have pleaded not guilty. Prosecutors allege they pinned Mitchell to the ground in June. He later died. The defendants include two security workers, a front desk employee, and a bellhop. They're charged with felony murder. They each face up to almost 16 years in prison if convicted. All four defendants are expected back in court October 15th. And a Wisconsin company scored a huge new military contract. Here's Lisa Hale.
Oshkosh Defense has awarded a $1.54 billion five-year contract to build new and refurbished heavy tactical vehicles and trailers for the U.S. Army. Oshkosh Defense has produced over 71,000 heavy tactical vehicles for the United States and other nations. The Army can start buying vehicles from Oshkosh Defense on the contract this month.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. If there's one thing Hollywood needs, it's more total bros who have never acting in movies. Lionsgate is addressing the problem by casting Travis Kelce in an action comedy film called Loose Cannons. The plot pairs two handsome renegade cops. Usually it's just one loose cannon paired with a total stiff, but the word cannon has been pluralized. How far is Kelce planning on taking this acting thing?
And the Oscar goes to...
Break a leg, Chief. If there's a documentary about you and the word monster is next to your name, well, life might not be going your way. Such is the case for the Menendez brothers, Lyle and Eric. The lovable scamps are the subject of season 2 of the Netflix Monster series. Eric and Lyle were convicted of murdering their parents in 1996. They've got their quirks. Monsters drops September 19th on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few scattered clouds across the area in the overnight. We'll have light winds and temperatures by daybreak will be in the lower 60s. On Friday, quite a bit of sunshine across the area. Light southwest winds, highs near 80. Saturday, partly sunny and mid-80s. Right now, it's 58.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Pickleball. Yeah. Where's Greg Baca on this? Because I'm about to offend all these many, many people in Wisconsin who play it. It's overgrown ping pong. I mean, come on.
It's underbaked tennis.
Well, I've already done it because on the text line, Matt from Germantown, don't make fun of pickleball.
We're not making fun of pickleball. We're simply making fun of the people who play pickleball. There is a difference.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Let's go to Lynn from Oconomowoc.
I met Kamala, and she's super intelligent.
She will select people who are competent in their field.
So, Sandy, you don't hear those words when it comes to the other guy.
Well, he's going to select loyal people. Project 2025 seems to diminish the notion that there needs to be competence in government.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Hey, everybody. The DNC is over, and I'm taking a breather. Don't worry. I got you covered. Special guest host Matt Rothschild is up next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Their salary-based mortgage consultants are saving homeowners over $800 a month on average. Waiting is not an option. Call today. You may delay two mortgage payments. 888-675-4090. That's 888-675-4090. 90 AmericanFinancing.net/progress. That's AmericanFinancing.net/progress.
In the heart of New York City on a crisp fall day, a mystery unfolded in the strangest way. Robert Kennedy Jr. with the prank to play left a bear cub's body in the park's dismay. Bear with me, the stories wild and strange from the Hudson Valley to the city's range. A tale of pranks and politics entwined. Will justice find its way?
There you go. Wow. If the news reports are correct, we won't have Bob Kennedy to kick around anymore after tomorrow. Apparently tomorrow he's going to announce that he's throwing his support to Donald Trump. Trump. We'll see. Anyhow, what's on your mind? Let's pick up your calls here. Bill in Richmond, Virginia. Hey, Bill, what's up?
I'm just fine, Tom. Thanks for picking my call. What I was calling to ask about, well, and I like to change topics. I don't normally always do this, but I just talked to part of the show where you had a gentleman talking about West Virginia. I heard Joe Manchin.
Mm-hmm.
But there's an article in the Washington Post I'll be happy to forward it to you here. Talk about how Joe Biden was the linchpin to getting the Inflation Reduction Act passed. He was the vote, the one vote they needed. And they worked a deal with it.
You mean Joe Manchin?
Yeah, Joe Manchin. I'm sorry.
You said Joe Biden. Yeah.
Yeah, I still got the dentist, so that's probably the Novocaine went to my brain.
My thoughts on it are that, even a broken clock is right twice a day. I'm still no fan of Joe Manchin, but anyway, keep going, Bill.
Okay. Well, the point being is this, and this is their article. I read through the article about what his complaints were, and it kind of titles through this whole thing that the law, and they admitted it because of Manchin. That's what got him to sign off on it. But then once it was implemented, that the agencies that were enforcing that regulation were not following that law. They went back to the previous law before it was amended. And that's one of the reasons why Joe Manchin basically just turned, just said, I've been screwed. And that's the Washington Post title was of the article, Joe Manchin got screwed. Now, if that's the point, and not saying I agree with what Manchin proposed, but that brings up a kind of a trust issue. The last couple of months has been trust issues about politics flowing around like crazy, part conspiracy, part actuality. But do you think that's a fair assessment that there isn't? Because that goes back to the Chevron decision, which I think was overkill. But what they were talking about were agencies implementing laws not the way the laws are written. And that to me becomes like aggressive.
Bill, I'm sorry. I don't know enough about Joe Manchin's relationship to the Inflation Reduction Act or how it was implemented to thoughtfully or intelligently respond to you. Troy apparently knows quite a bit about it, and he talked about it on the program and speaking fondly, apparently, of Joe Manchin. And I get it. Troy's running for the state legislature in the state where Joe Manchin is a very powerful man. And so you probably don't want to piss him off a whole lot. but I can't. I don't know. I just don't know. I'm sorry.
But, I did want to make an observation. I just got back from a 10-day train trip to Eastern Canada, which was beautiful. But one of the things that I noticed in Toronto in particular, and I asked a van driver, I saw very few electric vehicles. And then I saw very few electric vehicle chargers. And he was, and they're apparently on that 2035 deal. And he said there's a lot of people in Canada that aren't happy about this because their fuel prices have gone up to like $1.69 a liter. And part of that is to help subsidize all the electric vehicles that still doesn't have an infrastructure. And they've got more rural
Again, Bill, I just can't speak to, you know, Canadian politics. I just don't know. Bill, thanks for the call. Jim in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Tom, from my hometown of Chicago. I'm enjoying the electrifying convention. They're just, it's going to be rocking tonight.
But, it's a heck of a show, isn't it?
Yes, it's been fantastic, Tom. It's just so enlightening. But reason why I called is before you had Troy on, you had a caller asking you a question about Merrick Garland, and you kind of didn't know exactly what he was referring to. I think he was referring to what you talked about yesterday, because I listen to you every day, about the violation again of Trump violating the Logan Act, having Netanyahu go and visit him in Magaloco and try to keep that war going for a benefit, just like he did with the border.
Yeah. Now, Netanyahu is denying that Trump has called him, but he's not denying that he had a conversation with Trump in which Trump encouraged him not to cut a deal. So I don't know what's going on. I don't think anybody knows what's going on. But, you know, this kind of skeezy stuff, I mean, this is what Nixon did with the Vietnamese, blowing up the deal that LBJ had worked out. This is what Reagan did with the Iranians, blowing up the deal that Jimmy Carter had worked out. So it wouldn't surprise me at all. If, you know, this is what's going on here, is that, Donald Trump is trying to blow up the deal that Joe Biden worked out. I mean, it makes perfect sense, and it's historically consistent. So those are my thoughts on that.
Yes, Tom, it makes perfect sense to me, and he did it with the border as well.
Yeah, I'm with you. Jim, thank you. Thanks for the call. Bill in Union Pier, Michigan. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Yes, Tom, I have an analogy to a sporting event that occurred in the United Center involving Steve Kerr, and I'm surprised they haven't brought that up, but the Bulls were down.
Remind me who Steve Kerr is.
He was the speaker two nights ago. He was a former Bulls member, Bulls Chicago basketball player, and he was the coach of the winning Olympic team. It was invited into the DNC.
Yeah, he used to play for Portland, too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, plays for Portland. Anyway, so 30 years ago, they were in a playoff game with Utah Jazz. The Bulls were behind. They were playing a bad game. And then Michael Jordan engineered a comeback, won 7.5 seconds left for the tie game. Jordan drives the lane. Everybody expects him to shoot. He turns around, passes the ball to Kerr. Kerr makes the shot, wins the game. The Bulls win the NBA title. And it's so analogous to Biden-Harris. Biden passing the baton on to Harris. Biden engineered an incredible comeback from the country on the blink. And then steps down and lets another younger member take on the presidential candidacy. It's exactly what Jordan did with Kerr. Cool. I just wanted to point that out because it's kind of a symbolic building and two occasions that occurred.
That's great. That's great. I don't know enough about sports to do sports analogies, but you do, and you did, and thank you. That was a good one, Bill. Appreciate it. Dennis in Hartford, Connecticut. Hey, Dennis, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, long-time listener. Great to be on with you today. I just want to let you know I've just been so excited about Tim Walz. When I heard he was going to be considered, he's definitely my guy. I mentioned to my friends and family, he's my guy 100% all the way. I've got a few things in common with him. I'm a 52-year-old special education teacher myself.
I'm also a former college football coach and state-winning high school football coach at Capital Prep Mat, high school coach at Capital Prep Mat, Capital Prep Magnet as a defensive coordinator. And 3 years ago, I volunteered to be a faculty advisor for the First Gay Straight Alliance at East Hartford Middle School. So I'm really excited about Tim. I'm so excited about the campaign. Worked for Bernie in 2016, 2020, making phone calls now for some also progressive congressmen and women. One thing I'm concerned about, Tom, is the uncommitted vote. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, did you see that the right-wingers are attacking his son now? Mike Crispy, who's a Trump ally, he called Gus Walls, the kid, he called him a beta B-word. The right-wing talk show host Jay Weber called him a blubbering B-word boy. Ann Coulter said he was weird. They're all mocking this 17-year-old kid who was so proud of his father. These right-wingers are just pathetic. Bad. I mean, just sick. They're sick and twisted.
It doesn't surprise me, Tom. You're right. One thing before I let you go, when you come back, talk about the uncommitted vote. I'm concerned about it. What might happen tonight, even in her speech?
Okay, we'll see. Yeah, Dennis, thank you for the call. It's 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be right back with you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Picking up your calls here, I may drag John Fugelsang over here in a few minutes. Sneaky alert! When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food dog whisperer Caesar Milan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. A dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you harassed
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Okay, car insurance is one of those expenses I do not love to renegotiate after I buy it. But with car insurance prices going through the roof, I am paying a lot more attention to it these days. Check this out. If you're driving less, some experts say it's around 10,000 or fewer miles a year, then you might qualify for a lower premium. Consumer Reports said that some companies offer what they call verified mileage programs, where you can get even more savings by reporting your odometer reading on a regular basis. it might be worth it to call your insurance agent and find out if you qualify. And that was today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube, or you can text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Sneaky alert! When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of your popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you look at a dog food label and see wheat as the first ingredient, that'd raise a big red flag for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread, and bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's a premium, freeze-dried, raw dog food. Dog Whisperer Cesar Millan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy, my dogs love the taste. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results may, can and will vary. Text fees may apply. In your family, in your community, in your... And welcome back. Sitting right next to me here is the great John Fugelsang, my colleague, my friend, my I love you, John.
I'm your biggest fan, Tom. I am your creepy super fan, and I want to just say I am here to share your outrage about the obscenity on our society that is fractionation and dog food. better men than me would call this malarkey. And can I just tell you, it's almost every night I find myself talking about the exact same thing.
Okay.
You know, they make you think that there's not a lot of wheat filler in your dog's food. In reality, they break it up so you can't see it. It's not fair to your dog. And I don't know why the speakers at this convention are too cowardly or paid off by the big dog food companies, Tom, that none of them have the guts to talk about fractionation.
Our nonprofit listeners are totally lost now. So
I'm making a joke about
one of our advertisers,
which I love. It's a great dog food.
Yeah, it actually is.
Loves it.
Yeah, so do mine.
Are you enjoying the convention, Mr. Hartman?
I am having a fine
time.
It's
amazing.
How about you?
I've never been to one before. I've been to like the Grammys 16 times, but I've never been to one. And can I tell you, if I had to pick one DNC in my life to make this one my first, I'm sure Dukakis Benston was a party, but this has been incredible. I didn't know how much my heart needed to be in this room with these people.
Yeah.
And in many ways, the best part about the entire experience for me has been being here in this super spreader arena. I want to live on this planet. The people here and the diversity of people here. So, I mean, it's astonishing the warmth, the unity, and yet the diversity. Not everyone's the same here, but there's so many different kinds of people from all over the country, and I have talked to Palestinians, and I have talked to drag queens, and I have talked to disabled people, African Americans. I've been hugged by so many people of so many different backgrounds here. And everyone has the same kind of hope. Everyone here is united in ways I haven't really seen. And this is an arena, a population of a convention that looks like America. I mean, I think back to what we had to sit through a few weeks ago with the RNC.
It was all white people.
It's all white people.
Other than a few shows, basically.
Grievance. Trump hates who we hate.
Yeah.
And that's why this is a glorious vision.
Yeah.
And Kid Rock coming out and lip-syncing some crap song to a tape track. I mean, it was grisly. And how many?
And then a washed-up wrestler.
How many wife beaters who've said the N-word on tape can you cram on one stage in one night? Here, we've had three different presidents. presidential spouses speak, they couldn't get one. Yeah. We have three ex-presidents here. George W. Bush has been persona non grata at his own party for the last three conventions.
Yeah.
I mean, the difference in spirit, that's the Trump party.
Do you think it's that he's persona non grata, you know, that they don't want him, or do you think it's that he doesn't want to be associated with them?
I think they don't want him, let me tell you. And by the way, I think the very fact that George W. Bush still hasn't come out and criticized Donald Trump, told people to vote against him, it kind of proves to me that Bush was a worse president than Trump. My favorite debate is who was really worse for the world, Bush or Trump? Because I think the worst thing about Trump, Tom, is that he made everyone forget how awful and corrosive Bush and Cheney were.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. We told our conservative brothers and sisters for years, and you were on the front lines, how wrong this Iraq war and occupation were.
No, I stood outside George Bush's house with a bullhorn.
You did it. I mean, I was out there outside the RNC in New York City 20 years ago protesting this thing and being called un-American, being called a terrorist lover. I'm from downtown Manhattan. Yeah. Those towers were my neighborhood. I was called a terrorist lover because I thought this war, this evil, dishonest war, is an abomination. Yeah. They hated us, and when we were proven right, Tom, they hated us more.
Yep.
Then 2015, man baby racist reality show clown comes along,
yeah,
and tells all the Republicans George Bush lied, you all to war. The spell was broken when Trump gave them permission.
Yeah.
They cut Bush loose. It is a cult of fickle obedience, Tom.
Yeah.
And that tells me in 10 years when another charismatic right winger comes along, they're going to deny they ever voted for Trump. They're going to cut this guy loose in our lifetimes.
They will be right there too. It's like Jonestown.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, instead of drinking Kool-Aid that's killing them, they were inhaling COVID.
Yeah.
You know, refusing to wear masks.
So right. Look at the counties. The Trump counties had substantially higher death
rates. Twice. The red counties in the United States had twice the COVID death rate of blue counties.
And Trump has been vaccinated and boosted, and his supporters don't know it.
That's right.
The one time he said it on stage, they booed him. He never said it again. Wouldn't allow himself to be photographed getting the shot, Tom.
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, George Bush has a higher body count total, but Donald Trump has a higher body count of Americans.
Yeah, yeah. At least 400,000, according to the Lancet.
At least. So we're fighting for these people who hate us.
So in the minute we have left here,
yes,
John, we're talking with John Fugelsang. What are you expecting tonight? What are you hoping for tonight?
Beyonce, Tom. I'm expecting Beyonce.
Now, I have heard rumors that there's a small chance she may show up.
I've heard the same rumors from last night. I've heard rumors of four songs, and most of the rumors I've heard so far have been proven correct. So
that be something?
I mean, you know, I'd rather see Beyonce show up here than Bruce Springsteen. I'd rather have the Queen here because I just, it would be the perfect way to end this, and this is a movement that encompasses working people, minorities, marginalized people, and celebrities, and it's just astonishing how inspiring it is. I'd like to hear someone talk about a Gaza civilian death toll and climate science tonight. I'd like to hear it a bit.
Yep.
I'd like to remind people that those protesters out there are on the same side, and you're going to have a much worse deal with Trump. But overall, it's going to be a really inspiring 75 days, and I thank you for leading the way in so many areas.
And you too. John,
thank you.
The great John Fugelsang.
You're the best, man.
John, thanks so much. Back at you, brother. We'll be back on the other side of this break with more of your calls and the news from here and the occasional guests, so stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554.
This is the Shaw, WAUK. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer is going to recombobulate at 10:33, and we got special guest host Amy Westrup of Comedy Sports joining me all morning. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Matt Nair on air.
The hour-long rambling from former President Fruit Loops. I think they keep putting him out there as a distraction. What they don't want us talking about is Project 2025.
If you don't think that Trump has anything to do with this, there are 14 hours of videotape starring former staffers of his, and there's no way he didn't know about this, period.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.